It's Beer Tember at Thirsty Camel. Hum Club members can take $10 off any slab of beer. Join and redeem. ThirstyCamel.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow!
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Who am I?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Absolute halfwit.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, nice to have your company. Big show coming up Thursday, the 21st of September style.
Oh, big.
Sam Doherty in here. All Australian and could well be. Well, we had the big cruise in earlier. They'll be vying for the John Nicholls medal, one of the more prestigious in football.
He won it last year.
Yeah, exactly Tim. Right. Could be back to back.
Only bloke from Phillip Island to play league footy.
I like it. And, of course, the crews.
Yes.
Family got a holiday home on Phillip Island. What the bloody hell?
That's a bit
It's all a bit inside of that bloody joint. We're going to have to ask Sammy about that when he comes in. Had a ripping season, of course.
Yep.
We announce our winner of Mr. and or Mrs. September.
Jim, stand by.
Oh,
big,
nice.
Big prize.
Oh, I like that. I can see another Rush Hour quiz.
Yes, Jim.
Oh, no. Just a bit concerned about where that's tracking, of course. And also, a little bit of topics later on. So very, very nice. Memorable moments from the Rush Hour, as requested by our audience.
Oh, yeah? Who today, Jim?
I don't know, Bill.
Haven't you got the email yet?
We'll have to wait and see what comes out of the email. And I'm looking across,
yes.
And I can see Panels Brownless.
Panels Brownless. Oh. Footy show tonight. Don't miss it. It's a beauty. Looking forward to that. G'day to you, Jim. G'day, listener. G'day you, Leroy.
Hello.
Frank Walker. Yeah. Now, Jim, a couple of things to get through here. Let me tell you.
Adelaide. Is this the stuff you're going to bring tonight when Ed throws across to you?
Adelaide forward Mitch McGovern's out. We know that.
Yes.
Who comes in, Jim? Is it Andy Otten, who's played forward and back and done a bit of
Handy.
That? Wayne Malira, who's a smaller type.
Yep.
So
I wouldn't have thought Wayne Miller. Otten more likely of those two.
Righto. So that's a big choice. Also, the young boy that's hurt his knee, Smith, and is out, Brody Smith, he normally kicks in for him.
Yes.
So that's a big loss too, Jim.
Yeah.
So I'm
you
just
find
starting
another
to...
man to do that. Yeah. Oh, hello, Bill. Bill's starting to get firm.
Yes, AFL House in Melbourne was evacuated today, Jim.
Oh, I saw that.
You know, it was a hoax, a threat was made to the building.
Yep.
Interesting enough, after they put up
yes
for the old...
the same-sex marriage
vote. Same-sex marriage vote yesterday. So they got evacuated today. Been a bit of flack they've copped the AFL House for, having said AFL...
Yes, having out the front.
Yeah. Which is an interesting one, mate, because a lot of the clubs are followed in behind the AFL, haven't they?
And Carlton went a different way, and a past player got nicely wound up about that too. It's an
individual thing, isn't it?
Well, of course, it's a freedom of choice issue, Bill.
Exactly. That's what it is. So I voted yesterday, Jim. Well, I finally got my letter.
100% up to everyone to have their own say.
Exactly right, Jim. Exactly. West Coast Ruckman, Jonathan Giles. I think he's been to four clubs. He had the retiree. Knee no good, Jim, so he's out.
Mm-hmm.
They've had a few retirements this year, the West Coast Eagles. Son of a gun sticks with the Cats for two more years.
Oh, who's that?
The little rat boy.
Oh, yes.
Jed Buse.
Had a very nice season, Jed
Buse. He's had a very nice season. And could
dash off halfback.
Oh, he's quick. Mm-hmm. He's powerful and quick, Jim, because he's a... pole vaulter.
Oh, I see.
Which I have been for the last 2 weeks.
I was about to say, certainly since last Friday night. Hey, speaking of that particular gentleman.
Yeah, Jed.
Jed Buse. The father-son thing fascinates me at Geelong. I'm going to put a list together.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to pick a team going forward.
Forward?
Yes.
Ooh.
This is why I've had this theory now for 2 days. You're just going to ignore the draft for 5 straight years.
You just
keep bringing father-sons in. And, Bill, they've stood you in very good stead.
Yeah, oh, bloody oath they have, no doubt.
Will he play on Eddie Betts?
Eddie will, or Zach Tui or Jed Buse, one of those two. But also, I wonder where Stevie's boy would play. How many games has Stevie played? Not enough?
Plenty for you, not enough for GWS.
Little Archie
Don't worry, Archer's there. Mac's got a couple they're playing.
Mac's got a couple?
Yep.
Linger, Scarlett.
Scarlo, yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Mm. Bill, there's going to be a nice little smattering.
And have you seen this? The untold story of Sam Newman on the Footy Show tonight?
I heard about
it. Very.
Is this where he nearly died?
He did. He nearly died.
His mum, he's told me the story. Oh, I don't want to give anything away, but it is amazing.
Well, Beck was on this morning on the hot breakfast. Beck was and said, because the trainers left him alone.
They did.
He hurt his kidney, left him alone. And luckily his mum and dad
came down into the rooms. Had they not have, he wouldn't be here.
They said, John, I don't think you're too well. He said, no, I don't think I am. No,
he got up to relieve himself. Yeah, and basically all the blood had drained out of his face. And
Straight out the stoink.
Out came the wrong coloured stuff. Yeah. And he basically collapsed. And as he says himself, mum and dad weren't down in the rooms. Which is an interesting thing. I mean, now much more sophisticated medical setup. But as a parent, I know my older brother has battled with that because he played himself. He's like, well, if Angus gets hurt, what do? Do you go down the rooms? And he's like, mate, you don't want to get in anyone's way and it's up to the medical staff and everything. But hard one for the parents.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember I was with, what's Campbell Brown's tip?
Oh, Mal.
Big Mal. Sitting there with Mal when he was playing up there with the Suns.
Yep.
And we're sitting there together having a beer because I got him up in the room, had a chat, we're watching. And of course, a bloke goes down, you know, in the back line for the Suns. He goes, is that Campbell? And I'm looking at him going, I think it's Campbell. Yep. I said, yeah. And he was down. And that's when, remember, he cracked his hip or broke his hip. It was a really bad one.
It was.
Anyway, so I took Mel down to the Suns' rooms because I said, come this back way. And we went in there and he went in there. Yep. Exactly.
Well, but you're a parent above all hard not to feel all of that.
The girlfriends are there. They're all in tears. No, but it is hard for the mums and dads.
Exactly. Sam Doherty will tell us in a sec. Any other news before we get to the first song?
Oh, no. Just all right, panels.
Just get yourself ready. Sam Doherty next.
And on the other halfback from the Carlton Football Club, Sam Doherty.
Campbell's up to Doherty for the lead! For the lead! They got the lead!
Ah, Sam Doherty, great friend of the show, and has had a ripping season, Bill, to the point where he's an All-Australian. Well done.
Thank you very much, lads. Thanks for having me in here. It's always good to come see you too.
No, exactly, mate. And reigning best and fairest, and you continued your year on. That's the most important thing, Sammy boy.
Yeah, it was. It was a pleasing year, personally. Obviously, the win-loss column would have been a bit nicer if we just snagged a couple of the close ones we got. But personally, just to improve on last year was a good result this year.
I was just reading about him, Jimmy boy. Mm-hmm. Been a very good player for a long time. Played senior footy at 15. Not sure how strong the comp was there at Phillip Island.
It was pretty strong, to be honest. it's just country footy. It's good fun. I got to play my local footy club, Phillip Island, went with the sort of youth policy and played a bunch of my mates and my brother's mates, all in the seniors, and we just played together. It was good fun.
So you played there as 15 and then, of course, went on from there, but that's a bloody good effort. You went first player to be drafted ever from Phillip Island, number 12. So you were an early pick too, weren't you, up there at Brisbane?
Yeah, I sort of shot from the clouds. I was at the start of the year hoping just to get rookied, and then I was lucky enough to play a couple of good National Carnival games towards the end of the games. I played the last two.
Even get picked, did you, initially?
No, I didn't get picked initially. So I got the last two and played some good footy, which basically shot me from nearly undrafted to near the end of the first round. And then I just kept going down and down and down and was lucky enough to get drafted at 12.
12. And then, of course, went up to Brisbane and up there for 2 years, but just wanted to come home.
Yeah. It was a sort of number of things. But the main sort of issue was I just wanted to be closer to family and come back down to where everyone is and where my partner wanted to come as well. So it was a good result to get the trade done, and that Brisbane were really good to me, not only picking me up, but in facilitating a trade, it was quite an easy process, to be honest.
And then went to Carlton. You barracked for Carlton as a kid, which is unbelievable. But you didn't have a great start there, did you? You hurt your knee, had something went wrong with your eye.
Yeah, I had a shocker when I first came down. I obviously the trade, the high of getting traded, and then I had an immune defect in my eye, which they thought was cancer. Lucky enough, it wasn't. I had my father passed away, and then a knee scope late in the preseason. So I missed the first six games, and I was pretty lucky that Mick backed me in and just threw me straight in the team off basically three bad VFL games. So. I was pretty grateful that happened and haven't looked back, basically.
I was reading that. You were on a camp, mate, and you got the call that your dad had passed away. That would have been a shocker for you.
It wasn't ideal, to be honest. It was trying to meet all my teammates and make a good first impression, and I was on the plane back after about 6 days.
And he was a good player at Phillip Island too. He was obviously would have, and that's where the Wake was. Is that right, at the footy clubs?
Yep, Wake was at the footy club. Dad played, I think, 180 games. Yeah. Flag. He coached me and my brother through most of our junior footy and spent 5 out of the 7 nights down at the footy club, as you do in the country, drinking a few beers and enjoying himself. So No, he was a really good character, and I'm really grateful for what he did for me growing up.
Amazing when I read about the All-Australian, which is a terrific honour and richly deserved. Your club's first since Mark Murphy and Chris Judd in 2011.
Oh, yeah.
I find that amazing. Given all the amazing players that play for Carlton, that's a long time.
Yeah, it has. It's been a lean few years for the footy club in terms of that honour, but we still have some good footballers at the club that haven't been able to get their name in there. The thing that hurts you usually is where you finish on the ladder. If you're down the bottom, which we have been for a number of years, that it doesn't bode well for the selectors usually.
No, and I think even more credit to them for picking you for that reason, because too often overlooked the teams in the bottom five. You can still play unbelievable individual footy.
Oh, well.
And that's what all Australian selection's about, Bill.
Robbie
it's not
Tarrant.
About where you end up on the premiership table.
I know that,
Jim.
I know that. But it's funny how the higher you are up, the more picks there are.
I'm hearing you.
And so back flank, but we want to move into the midfield. Is that the go, Sammy?
I sort of did a bit of it this year.
Yeah.
When we had a full list in with Cripper and Ed, it sort of freed up a bit of midfield time to move a couple of blokes out of there and play forward and them come to the half back. So I got a bit of time in there sort of mid-year and earlier in the year. As we sort of got some injuries, we sort of need to settle down the back line.
Yeah.
So myself and Cade Simpson went and stuck ourselves on half-back flanks and didn't move too much later in the year.
Speaking of Chris Judd, you of course played with him. Are you amazed at how weird he's become in the media? Like, has that surprised you at all?
No, not at all. It's, he was always a character. I think that's one of the main things that that people didn't know about him.
We didn't see that when he played.
Yeah, when he comes across in the media, which is like most guys, when you come across in the media as a player, there's not a hell of a lot of your original personality you can give out without giving too much away. But Juddy was always one of the most witty and funny guys at the footy club. He just the persona he put on in the media was what he wanted to be represented as.
Yeah.
Pretty loose though. Are you listening on a Friday night to the huddle? Is some of the stuff he comes out with?
No, I don't listen too much, to be honest.
Oh, Sammy, I'm telling you, it gets very wild.
Yes,
and woolly.
And woolly. Jim.
Some of the stuff he comes out with.
Masks.
Yeah,
and things.
All and goes to sort of weird shops,
sex shops.
Well, I've seen he's managed to get you all into his house for a bit of home field advantage.
Well, the Friday night team. Yeah, Bill and I haven't been invited. Which is a disgrace.
Have you been involved? Been back to the house?
No, I haven't been back for a while. I haven't seen him in a while. I coincidentally ran into him at the footy club first week of the golf season. I was just going in there to do some of my reviews, and he walked in.
New football director?
Yeah. He is. Yeah, he's on the board. You got to be careful what you say to the big fella these days.
Well, you do.
It goes straight up to the top.
No, he will be. He'll be great for that club, won't he, Jim? And he's looking forward to it. He's been in here a few times. Looking forward to it.
All right, we need to take a break with you, Sammy. Plenty more after this with Sam Doherty from the Blues.
From the Blues, still with us in studio, All-Australian Sam Doherty.
Oh, no doubt. And who was in yesterday? Oh, the Gold Sack.
The Sack.
Our great friend.
Yeah.
And the People's Beard out here prepared a question for him that I'm going to ask you. And that is, were you, you're not the sort of man to do it, Sammy, but were you to fall foul of the constabulary and just end up in the lockup, who would you ring of your other 45 teammates to get you out, who you're confident then wouldn't tell Mark Lojudice? Who wouldn't lag you?
Dennis Armfield wouldn't.
Dennis, but he's gone now.
He'd be my first choice.
Oh, right. Dennis.
But he'd give me a bit of a lecture about what I'm doing with my life as well. So.
What about the bloke we had in the other night? I reckon Cruz would be. He wouldn't say. He doesn't say much.
No, he wouldn't tell anyone. So there's probably a good one that you could bring up.
Geez, you've got to do some
Jacob Wietering.
Yes. Yeah.
But again, lectures. It's
right.
The difference between getting out scot-free and then having the guilt for the next 3-4 years.
Wietering's manager is Liam Pickering, who smokes and drinks, right? And he is very straight, I think, isn't he, Jacob?
Yeah.
Yeah. How does he go with his manager? He go, just got to go for a dart, Jacob. Yeah. Just hang there.
He doesn't care, just as long as Picks gets him what he needs.
Exactly.
At the table.
Has Daisy signed on yet?
I don't think he has at the moment, as far as I know. I hope he does. He's a ripping guy to have around the club.
Yep.
The personnel, I think that's the one thing that you sort of, again, you don't realise. A lot of people just look at contracts and go, playing time. His value around the footy club outside of his playing is excellent. So I hope he signs on. But I don't think we've had anyone sign on since post-season. So hopefully a few will get announced soon.
You've got those five rising stars this year, which is a great sign that the list's healthy and young and vibrant. Who haven't we seen that you're really excited about? Is there anyone attached to the Blues that maybe we haven't had a good look at yet that you reckon is going to be really good?
I think a couple. We haven't seen a hell of a lot of Harry Mackay. He's probably the one that's most exciting me about what he can produce. But in terms of, I'll go to a backman. I think Harrison McCreadie's got a lot to offer. Little glimpses we've seen in terms of the way he plays his footy, his positioning, and his intercept. I think he's going to be pretty exciting for the future. And I don't think many people have seen a hell of a lot of it. He's played a few games, but I hope he steps up over this preseason and comes back in tip-top shape and hits the preseason.
McCreadie. Played a couple of games, nice. Yeah. Hey, do you a big footy watcher? So will you watch the games this weekend? Where will you be?
Well, the BNF's on Friday night, so I won't be able to watch the Geelong game. Crows, yep. I watched both games last week and sat through the whole thing, which I thought was a bit of an achievement.
Yeah. Can you tell early if they're on, who's going to win?
Generally, yeah. There are teams, I don't know, I've seen Adelaide do it a few times where they start poorly, but then they get moving and they score quickly. But like both of the games last week, you could tell the other team wasn't quite right.
Yep.
But it's also the other team's on. When they're going, that's the biggest thing about footy these days is the momentum shifts between games. It's just how much can you capitalise when the momentum's going your way. We speak about it a lot, and it's also minimising when the other team's got the momentum. It's about minimising the time they've got it and the score that they put on. So I'm excited for the first 20 minutes of an AFL game is my favourite to watch because you generally tell where the game's heading.
Yep.
But if it comes out sort of nil all, it's exciting to see where it happens from there.
What can you do to get switched on? As you said, that first 20 minutes, the Cats were, the week before they against Tigers, terrible. You just knew the Tigers were all on it. Then Sydney were terrible last week. So can you do anything to get yourself mentally ready, prepared?
It goes a lot down to your routine. We do a fair bit of our stuff around our mental routine as much as your physical routine pre-game.
Yep.
About getting that consistent. So when you're walking in the games, you've done everything you need to do to get yourself to the right level in terms of your aggression. If you're an aggressive player, getting aggressive. If you're relaxed, you've got to stay relaxed. So, we do a fair bit of it at our club about trying to train the way that we want to attack the first 5 minutes. I'm assuming most other clubs do, but saying that, sometimes it doesn't work. If you have 10 blokes that are a little bit off, then it does hurt you.
Bloody hell.
Plus, sometimes, Sammy, I reckon that's where your champions can be enormous. Going back to North Melbourne and the great Wayne Carey, the amount of times, Bill, he kicked 4.5 and you turn 12 points down, having played as poorly as you, but he single-handedly kept you in it. And then suddenly everyone joined in the party and you had a shot at winning the game, which you had no right to, but one bloke. And in modern footy, Danger, I've seen do that. Just single blokes can absolutely carry a team along until everyone decides that they're going to get their oar in the water.
Yeah, and that's, Buddy was a perfect example of that the other week. That's right. You only need one of your stars to turn it on for 5 to 10 minutes and put score on the board.
Yep.
And it doesn't really matter how poorly you've played. If you've sort of minimised their impact and then you can bob up and kick a few and put yourself in the game, at some stage the game will turn on your end. So, and then maximising that when it happens.
All right, what happens these two games? Friday night, Adelaide, Geelong?
I actually think the Cats will get up.
Good, Sam.
A couple of my mates are down there, Zach and Lockie. So I sort of hope they get up and get into a granny. It'd be good to see. But it's going to be a tough game.
He's a different cat, Zach, isn't he?
No, he's been like that for years. He just hasn't. I think they give him a bit of a free rein by the looks of it down there. His jokes with. I read his interview the other day, and he had a stab at Stewart. He had a stab at
he's had a go at
Paddy Dangerfield. He's enjoying his time. I sent him the other week, and he's loving it down there with his family.
Yeah, he is.
The other one, GWS Richmond.
I think GWS will get up, but I actually want Richmond to get up because I can't wait to see what Melbourne will do next week. I think it's more the excitement of what the city's going to produce if Richmond get in the granny.
Yep, me too. Hey, best on ground, Mad Monday. Who was that?
Best on ground. Daisy was pretty good. the boys were good. We were a bit quieter this year. We sort of tried to tame it down a little bit from previous years, and it was enjoyable. Had a few of the coaches rock up to have a drink and enjoy the year and celebrate the end of it and the excitement for next year.
And what's coming up for you?
Coming up for me, I'm heading off. I'm sort of sticking around after the granny and got the BNF tomorrow night, and then I'm off to Bali for a week and a bit with my partner Nat. And then back just before my birthday, and then I'll just be training and enjoying life as a in the off-season.
Speaking of the John Nicholls Best and Fairest, Crown Palladium tomorrow night. Tickets available, carltonfc.com.au. One of the great nights, Bill. One of the great awards.
It is.
After the great man, of course. Superstar, I think, in the AFL Team of the Century, John Nicholls, an absolute legend. So carltonfc.com.au. Get your tickets and get along and maybe see Sammy second year in a row.
Back to back, Sammy.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. I think it's going to be a very close count. I do urge people to get along. It's we've had some of our leaders have some really good years this year in Murphy, Cruiser and Gibbs. So it's going to be an exciting count and hopefully an enjoyable night.
And tell us about your ambassador for Love Me, Love You. What's all that about, mate?
Yeah, so earlier this year I decided to partner up with Love Me, Love You. It's youth, not so much youth suicide, but just the mental health space.
Yep.
Working with Lance Piccioni, and he's doing a lot. Some really good work in
Piccioni.
Yeah,
he's one of the favourites here, Jim.
He
Lance
bloody
Piccioni.
Yeah, so I'm doing a fair bit of work with him, and I urge people to. There's a ride with me coming up in October, I think it is, and urge people to get along to that and register online at lovemeloveyou.org.au. But it's just good to get involved in something outside footy. It's something that's pretty close to my heart and. Hopefully I continue the partnership for a few years.
Well done, mate. Good on you. Good man. Good right. man, Sammy
so,
Boy.
Good luck tomorrow night, mate. You will be a richly deserving back-to-back winner, were you to get there. But have a great night with it and everything else.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Thanks. What are you doing, Fat?
I might have a spell.
Intermission.
And now, a message from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centered around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Now, back to Triple M's Rush Hour podcast.
Now, Bill.
Yes, Jim.
We did the quiz yesterday on behalf of Richmond fans.
Oh, very
and
popular.
A very happy Richmond fan took four tickets away to the game, of course, on Saturday Arvo.
The
now, we're doing the quiz again.
For Giants fans.
Bill.
Jim.
So we're putting out a call for Giants fans.
We are. And we normally ask for, a high number. We were going to go with Stevie J 17, but we're not sure there'll be 17 Giants fans, Jim. So we're going to go caller number 4.
Right, Toby Green.
Yes, who's a very good player.
Amazing player.
And caller number 8.
Callum Ward, old Cementhead.
Cementhead, who's a very important player for
unbelievably good player too.
And it works, you know how it works. So I ask a Giants player some questions. You've got to work out who it is. You can jump in whenever you want. When you think you know who it is, but don't jump in too early like yesterday.
Right, and then the other man gets all, or lady gets all of the clues. Now, we'll just see if we've got some Giants fans ringing already.
Jimmy. Did you come up with that?
Aren't you
Jimmy,
doing that, Bill?
You're on fire,
creating
Jim.
That sort of stuff.
You are on
about
fire.
This great club. Come on, Bill.
Did you come up with that cricket stuff, Jim?
No, that was Leroy.
Oh.
Bill,
yes.
What we've got is caller 4, Toby Green, caller 8, Callum Ward, and the quiz next, and you pick out an interview with a GWS player that we've had in this studio.
That's right, Jim.
And if you can name who it is that's being interviewed first,
The
four briefs are yours for Saturday Arvo.
Magnificent.
Oh, all right, well, we'll get to that next.
Tigers, Giants.
FIFO Fifum.
A sold-out Triple MCG.
And it is just a cauldron of noise at the moment.
We've got your tickets. All you have to do is...
battle it out.
What was that, Bill?
Even battle it out.
It's the Rush Hour Quiz.
Oh, Jimmy.
Now, Bill...
I love it.
We've got a couple of GWS Giants fans.
Apparently.
Caller 4 after Toby Green. Caller 8 after, of course, Callum Ward.
Yep.
Steve's on the line from Taylor's Hill.
Who's your favourite player at the Giants there, Steve?
Probably the most disliked player going around, Billy, Toby.
Toby Green, so you are an actual Giants fan?
Yeah, mate, I've been for the last six years that we've been in the comp.
Why?
I was from New South Wales originally, so that probably helps. Moved down here around the same time
Oh, good.
That they came into the comp and copped it for a few years, but it's nice to see it's going to be better now.
Good on you. And Brad's there. G'day, Brad.
How are you, Bill?
Who did you go to school with, Bradley?
Lockie Whitfield.
Peninsula?
Yeah, down the peninsula.
Lovely parents too. Mum's a good lady.
Thank you, Bill.
I was going to say stick, but she's a good lady, isn't she?
She is, yes.
Oh, she listens in too.
Of course she does.
Good on you, Bradley. Is that why you follow the Giants?
Yep.
Good boy. So you know how this works, boys, Brad and Stephen?
Yep.
Question a Giants player. If you think you know who it is, you can jump in, but don't jump in too early, like which happened yesterday.
Happened yesterday, because then the other gentleman got all of the remaining clues and walked it in and took the four tickets home. So this is a GWS player, Stephen, Brad, who has had an interview in this studio, probably in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
And you've got to tell us who it is. First one in with your name and bang. Here we go.
You ready, boys?
Yep.
Okay, Giants player, where did you live and train early days?
Based out in Roval, so yeah. I used to train out in Kilsyth for the Eastern Rangers, so a bit of a hike.
Very good, Giants player. Who did you barrack for and who's your favourite player?
I was a Melbourne fan growing up. My mum was a massive Saints fan, so I went to every Saints game and Revolt was my favourite player growing up.
Nick Revolt was his favourite player, Jim.
Even though he's a Melbourne fan.
Yeah. Right. Geez, you've struggled with injuries, Giants player.
Obviously, my first 2 years was pretty injury-plagued and got over that now, and I always knew that once I got over my injuries and could put some games together, I could show people what I can do.
Oh, Stephen and Brad, I reckon you know, but you don't want to jump in, yeah?
Steve.
Oh, Steve!
Oh, you don't have to!
I'll have a dip, Bill.
All right, Stephen.
I'll go the general, Jonathan Padham.
Good work, Steve-o! Yeah. Oh, I had some really good questions to come too. What a shame.
No, you can't sort of go with him now.
Hey, well done, Steve-o. That was the general.
Hey, Steve.
Yep.
Four tickets Saturday afternoon.
Lovely.
Hey, come in your way. Can you get a bit more excited about that, please, Steve?
Who are you going to take, Steve?
I'll find a couple of blokes to come along with me. I'm actually at a meeting, in a meeting room at work, right? So I'm just trying to be quiet and just keep a lid on it. As people walk past.
No, I want you to say, you bloody beauty, Rush Hour, go.
You bloody river, Rush Hour.
No, a bit more. Need a bit more.
Not enough.
Come on, a bit more or we're not giving them to you. You got to yell it out.
You bloody beauty.
Hey, Brad, bad luck, mate. Did you have an inkling?
No idea.
Well, there were more questions, and he would have eventually revealed that it was him. But anyway, good luck Saturday twilight with you, Brad, with your club. And, of course, Lockie Whitfield is just re-signed and is a beauty.
And flying.
Thanks, Jim. All right. So, Bill,
yes.
Well done. Nicely
good quiz.
Done, quiz.
Nice short one. We
and
like that, Jim.
That probably does the quizzes, I reckon, because we won't have grand final tickets next week. So, Bill, that's probably the end of them.
We might have.
I don't reckon.
All right.
I reckon.
Then.
And most of the Rush Hour family are breathing a heavy sigh of relief.
Just found my wheelhouse in the quizzes, Jim.
Don't reckon.
I've worked it out, and that is it. Now, who am I?
Social media feedback. We'd like you to jump on and tell us what you think of Bill's quiz or quizzes. Oh, we got Mr. End or Mrs. September about to be named, minutes away. So we can't wait for that, but social media feedback, of course. We asked for just the family to give us an assessment on how they thought the quizzes were going. Firstly, let's get Julie Carter. She said, did you hear crickets when you asked for GWS supporters to call? Jules. We played the crickets.
Of course we bloody heard them, Jules.
Jules' quiz is much like Will Langford's shot for goal. Hit and miss, but mostly miss.
Oh, good one, yes.
There we go. Ash Harvey, the only thing that keeps me guessing during Bill's quizzes is how it manages to get to air. Ash is one of our favourites, of course. And James Dixon down the bottom. Bill's quiz is wicked.
I like this.
Had two awesome days at the Arlberg Hotham to show for it.
Well, he obviously won one a few weeks ago.
Fantastic.
Good on you, Jimmy boy.
Glad you loved it.
But you're not winning this one because it goes to Kaylee Hall. Would you say Kaylee?
Yep. K-A-L-I Hall, yep.
Yeah. I'm impressed that he, that's me,
yep,
is able to say Giants player without stumbling and accidentally saying the name of the whole quiz. Well, that's exactly what I was worried about, Carls. I was going to say, now, John, you've had some injuries, but you're spot on, Carls.
Well, before your time on this show, Leroy, we used to do a segment called Great Names of the 80s. where we would go over three segments through this young the young player's life, where they came from, came over from the West, joined the Blues, the whole thing. It took basically the suspense killed people to the point where we eventually nominated who it was, and then people had to ring him and get him on. So we came off the top this one show. I used to do them on a Friday.
Right,
I'd go, "G'day, Bill, how's it going? And a wonderful show coming out today. We've got blah and blah and blah." And Bill goes, "And we'll be speaking to Ken Hunter." Just completely slaughtered the great name of the 80s.
Anyway, Paley, you've won this.
Triple M footy beanie.
Come on, Leroy, get with the show.
I'll tell you what we're doing next.
What have we got next?
You need a replacement next week to go to some of the big functions. Brownlow, a grand final footy show, magnificent grand final eve breakfast at Palladium.
That's it.
And then the big dance.
The big dance.
Go
and
lunch here, right? Yep.
And we got three gentlemen out here,
Hello,
Jim.
Have a look at them.
Who all think they should be Mr. September.
What?
A couple of, I think they've just come out of the... Pentridge. Wow.
Jeez, well, you're getting out there amongst them.
Oh, have a look.
And then you're coming back to nominate your winner.
I've got to have a chat to them outside.
Go on, we'll brief them.
I'll brief them.
Yeah, all right.
Righto.
We'll look forward to that next.
Rush Hour, you got James Brayshaw with Billy Brown.
Now, Bill, don't look at him. Mr. September, Mrs. September, of course,
is
one of the great prizes grand final week.
Bloody hell.
Oh, pardon me, Brownlow Medal. Yep. Grand final footy show, grand final eve lunch, and then the big dance. Mm. Money cannot buy.
Cannot buy, Jim.
So we've got our three finalists.
Outside there. Very nervous, they are, the boys.
Have a look at them. They're all very nervous.
Mm. I just went out and had a little debrief.
And?
Or a brief. Nervous. Pudgy. One's
pudgy. Oh, come on, Bill. I went and said hello to them. I noticed they were nervous as well, but that's not unusual. You know, when they're in it's a bit starstruck. Now, Bill.
When am I going out?
What I want you to go out and do now is interview our three finalists.
Yes.
And just get a handle, because this is your award. You are absolutely nominating who wins. So he's got his roaming mic, earphones on, fat. Out you go. Jeez, this is 1,000 to 1 to work this by the way.
Can you hear me?
Nice.
Oh, good.
All right, well, out you go, Bill, and introduce us to the three finalists, please.
Righto, the three finalists, of course, for the Mr. September.
Yes.
And they're going to remind us why they have nominated for Mr. September.
Nice. Right.
So we've got Ian here. G'day, Ian. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Bill.
Stand up. Oh, he's a nervous little fellow, but that's all right. Where are you from, Ian?
I'm from Endeavour Hills.
Endeavour Hills. And why should you be Mr. September, Ease?
Look, I'm a Tiger supporter. Their last premiership was before I was born, so you're going pretty well, and I think I... You know, need to be there for it. You know?
Doesn't look like a Tiger supporter, Jim.
Really.
He looks a creative type here.
He's sort of a bit hipstery style.
Yeah, look at him. Bit of a hipster, bit of it. Oh, we got Big Pete here. G'day, Pete. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. And you used to play footy, is that right, Pete?
A while ago. But
yeah, it would have been a while ago.
Dominated back in the day, though.
I tell you what, you'd like to go to a couple of these lunches, I reckon, mate.
Yeah, I'll put a couple away if I have to.
Oh, no. What do you do, Pete?
Oh, nothing at the moment.
Oh, Jim, he does something secretly. I think he won't tell us. So you played. You say here you kicked the goal after the siren. Did you just, or you made that up?
Well, look, the story might have been embellished a bit over the years.
A bit like yours, Bill.
Who did you play for?
Up in Queensland, little club.
Called?
South Tigers.
The South Tigers, Pat. What's funny about that?
Thank you, Pete. Can I get and Lockie. Oh, no. I've had some documentation off Lockie, but I haven't met Lockie. G'day, mate. How are you?
Not too bad, Bill, yourself.
And you're from Upway.
I am indeed, out the hills there.
Yeah. Do you know Rory Sloane?
I did. Used to get towed up at training by him every week, so that was good fun.
And what else, mate? Why should you be Mr. September?
Been a lifelong Tigers member and sufferer. Now, we're not there yet, but all things going well on Saturday, we could get there and... No, I was always taught, never come empty-handed, Bill, so I've looked after you.
All right, we better not say too much.
Oh, Bill.
Jim, and he's a bit of tinge of red in the hair here, a bit of a red nut.
The old Fanta.
Yes. So here they are.
Back in you
righto.
Come. Righto.
Good luck, Big Pete. No, stay there.
The three. You stay there,
he wants a pie. good luck, you stay there, and Lockie, we'll come back in studio.
In you come, Bill, and then you've got to tell us who wins and why. This is your replacement, Mr. September style. As I say, Brownlow, Grand Final Footy Show. Grand final eve lunch at Palladium at Crown, and then the big dance, the grand final.
Here's
what are you doing?
I'm roaming. I'm roaming.
This is roaming.
K-Mac, how are you?
Hello, Bill.
What's news?
Not much today.
You are
what are you
fool
doing?
Of a man.
I've gone in the wrong door.
You just wandered into the newsroom.
Okay.
What is wrong with
roaming
this man?
Brownless.
Just a little bit of roaming brownless.
Exactly, Jim.
Oh, crikey. Oh. All right.
I might go at the sales.
All right. I don't reckon you should. You'll stay right where you are.
Oh, now, Jim, all right. I love talking to those blokes because they were all very nervous. Yes. And this is a big deal. As you said, what you win is unbelievable.
They go to these four events with a friend.
Yep.
Brownlow medal. Of course, the grand final footy show, grand final eve lunch, and then the grand final itself.
Mm.
All right, who wins and why?
Well,
I'm interested in this.
Here we go, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
The winner.
Yes.
Of the Rush Hour, Mr. September 2017 is...
Who?
Lockie! Oh! Look at him! Lockie boy!
Bill!
Look at him. Here he comes, Jim. He's very excited.
Bill.
Come here, Lockie. Sit here, buddy.
Willis.
Yes, mate.
Put those earphones on,
put
Lockie.
Them on, Lockie.
In case I'm mistaken,
yep.
Lockie openly bribed you.
No, Jim. No, there's none of that because it's all very legal. He entered the competition.
He sent you Carlton Draft.
12.
He sent you chocolate. He yep. sent you cheesel.
He did, Jim.
And Bill.
And a People magazine.
Oh, no. But this is open bribery.
But he entered the comp, Jim. He did all the right things. T's and C's were crossed. And it was a small gesture.
Look at Ian and Pete. They're filthy.
Ah, oh, stuffed in. They're,
look at it. I can't believe it.
And I appreciated.
That's what losers look like.
I appreciated what you did, Lockie, because that was very nice. Because we asked people to think outside the square, and Lockie did.
Jump on the end of that mic Lockie. There. Lockie, how are you feeling, mate?
Oh, ecstatic, fellas. Oh, this is the greatest week of my life.
So, Lockie, you're going to the Brownlow medal. I don't reckon you've ever been before.
No, I've won it twice, but haven't been.
Who are you going to take to there?
I have no idea. I reckon I'm probably going to make a few mates in the next couple of days.
And then the grand final footy show, which is extraordinary Thursday night. Yep. Then you've got the grand final eve lunch, which is outrageous. The who's who of Melbourne society. And then the big dance. Tickets to the grand final.
First one, if Richmond could be there, it... Yeah.
You've got to get there.
I said if.
You got a Mrs. Lockie?
I do. I am married. Beautiful Anna.
Well, I'd imagine she'll go to the Brownlow.
Take her to the Brownlow, and then you're right for the next three. You get enough points up, and you can, Thursday footy show, you can come home about Friday night. and after the grand final, you come home Monday if you take her to the Brownlow, I reckon.
Oh, if the Tigs win, I'll be home Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Any kids, Lockie?
No kids.
Oh, I tell you what. About 9 months' time, Jim. You'll be that excited, I reckon. Good on you. What do you do? You got to get Tom off work? Where do you work?
Currently got a name badge covering a work logo at the minute.
Right.
Well, call me a Sparky for now.
All right, eh? I see. Secretive about his place of employment.
Give me a look. What is it?
All right.
Oh, Telstra.
That's all right. Bill and I could do with an iPhone 10. Yeah.
Couldn't we all?
And when I ring up next time, it'd be nice to just get a...
If you answer. Hanging on the phone for
we
40 minutes.
We do love Telstra. So
exactly.
No, all good work, mate. That is big, isn't it? You won much before?
No. Nothing. A Def Lepsum shirt once.
The Def Lepsum.
And well, he's from Upway, Jim. So
what I've noticed is that, and Leroy will back me up here, all of that bribery, none of it arrived on either of our desk. Never saw a piece of it.
Well, the Carlton drafts.
Where are they gone?
Well, down my guts. Cheezels. I like that touch. He went with the cheezels. I did like that.
Oh, no.
People's Magazine. You can have that, Jim.
Oh, I've cannot. You finished it.
Stuck together.
And the chocolate's gone too. Right. But that's what we asked
for. Well done, mate. Congratulations. You are our Mr. September.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Triple M.
Good on you, mate.
Oh, very nice, Bill. Not too bad, Bill. From you.
Oh, geez, I'm on fire.
Not really sure.
Quiz and the Mr. September.
Roaming.
Not really. Roaming.
Yeah.
K-Mac.
K-Mac wandered into the newsroom. I cannot believe it. I've only got lucky. I've only got five more shows with Bill. And then I'm winding it up. I've just about had enough. All right, well done, mate. Enjoy that week. You'll have a ball. We'll be back with Old Topics Brayshaw next. What are you doing, Fat?
I might have a spell.
Intermission.
And now, a message from our sponsor.
G'day, Mark Howard here. A year ago, I started the Howie Games podcast, which has given me a fantastic opportunity to chat with some of the biggest names in world sport. The Howie Games deals with the great times, but also discusses the tough times. And in the hope of helping others, AFL star Brendan Favola opened up about his gambling problem.
I started with this book, you had $2,000, started the day, and by the end of the day, I'd won $360,000.
You're freaking kidding me.
So I won 300. I was on fire. I couldn't miss. And I was hitting about 2 in the morning. We were betting at Hong Kong.
On horses?
And I'd had a few, on horses, yeah. I'd had a few drinks.
So $2,000 into $365,000.
I think it was $365,000 or $8,000 I won. And then...
Now, but hang on, mate. Because
I told Alex.
Oh, go on, go on, go on.
That I've won all this money, so we try to get it out the next day with a bookie, but you're not allowed to get it out to the Monday, and this is obviously a Thursday now, so I had to wait till Monday. And, you know, when you're a gambler, you want to bet it. So by the Sunday, I was 20 down. I'd lost it all, and 20 down. Then Alex left, so that's it. I'm out.
You can listen to the Howie Games at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
Now, back to Triple M's Rush Hour podcast.
We are dead set crawling to the line. Like, seriously, if we're running a marathon, we're on hands and knees with 150 left, crawling to the line.
We've ran a 41K.
Yeah, we have, and that's just about going to see us out, I
think it will, Jim.
Yeah, Bill,
I think
it will. I've got an email here.
Oh, have you? Where's this one from, Jim?
Give us the sting first. Now. Airborne Global Trending.
Get a cup of tea, a jam fancy.
It's another Rush Hour memorable moment.
Couldn't get that any other show, could you? You couldn't, Jim.
I love how it's another memorable moment. We haven't done one yet. As I said, Bill, just easing our way to the finish line. Aiden joins us on an email from St Kilda West.
Aiden,
yep. And he asked this question, Bill.
Yes, yes, Jim.
Can you please replay when Wayne called up and told you how his mobile saved his life? I still can't believe the question Bill asked him after he told his story. So, Aido and the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of millions of Rush Hour faithful, enjoy a memorable moment.
Wayne's there in Cranbourne. When was it for you, Wayno?
When I fell rock climbing, fell on my head after falling. And the only thing that pretty much saved my life was a mobile phone I won off Triple M years ago.
Jeez.
How did that save your life?
Called for help.
Oh. Well, you might have landed
on it.
Well, I think if I landed on a Billy gun.
Oh, come on, Wayne.
Called someone on it. Oh, what do you reckon he did with it?
That helped his fall, Jim, you idiot. He fell on it.
Oh, what about Wayne?
All right, then, Wayne.
Phone saved his life.
The phone saved your life, Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Because I got a mate to call for help using the phone.
That's it, Wayne.
Jim said you fell on it.
Still concerned with the fact that bloke credits his life with the fact that he had a mobile phone he won from Triple M when he fell rock climbing.
That's it, Jim.
And you aren't.
Well, Jim.
How did it help him?
I thought he landed on it, which saved him, Jim. It's not hard to actually think that. And it saved his fall.
Bill, I rang someone with
it. Cushioned his fall, you idiot.
And then when you ask him, he goes, well, if I fell on it, I wouldn't have been able to ring anyone. Oh, Bill. Come on.
Can't you see my reasoning?
No. Well,
it softened the fall. No, he's landing on his head and he lands on the phone. It softens it. The padding.
Aiden from St Kilda West. He appreciated the replaying of it, Bill.
So that's a memorable moment. Do you reckon we have any breaking news or something going on in the world?
No, I don't.
Kim Young Jong just fired one?
No, none of that.
None of that. It's not memorable.
No, I always say this. What makes me laugh hardest is someone who's maybe come in from Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia.
Jumped in a
Nova
cab.
Scotia?
Canada. Jumped in a cab. It's on the way into town. Oh, yeah. Battling with the Balti, and he hears a snippet of our show. They must just think, what in God's name are those two on about? Jim, seriously.
No. Jim, so what's that different from memorable moment?
Yes.
To idiot fall.
Well, not really a hell of a lot of difference. This is when you sort of half get the words out right, but you still have got no idea what you're talking about.
No, I knew.
We've got five more of them.
We haven't.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I reckon we've got 55 more, Jim.
And the emails are piling in.
They are.
All right.
Who was it again?
Aiden from St Kilda
Aiden,
West.
Yeah.
So what I've got next is old topics brochure.
And oh, yes.
Stand by.
Come on.
This is going to be rare air. I have to admit to something that I don't like admitting to.
No.
But this is what's happened.
What's happened?
I've had an issue speaking on the phone with my older brother.
Yeah.
For about 2 months. And other people, but mainly him.
Yeah.
Because he's not very clear on the phone anyway.
Right.
Doesn't hold the bloody phone near enough to where his mouth
yes.
is. So you can't hear afterwards and not afterwards.
Frustrating.
Anyway, so I'm talking to him. I'm like, mate, speak properly into the phone. I'm only hearing one every three words.
Yep.
And he's like, I am speaking properly. I'm like, mate, stop doing what you're doing and speak because I can't hear you. Anyway, halfway through these exchanges, he's given it there, mate, there's something wrong with your phone. I'm like, Bill, there's nothing wrong with me phone. I've got all the bars So it's your poxy phone technique that's costing me my ability to hear what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly, Jim.
So this has been going for 2.5 months and driving me absolutely bananas. Anyway, so I'm giving it to him every time I speak to him.
Every time.
Get the bloody phone closer to your mouth. I can't hear.
Can't hear.
Something's wrong with your phone. No, it isn't.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, what's happened?
So two months later, Bill.
Oh, no. What's happened?
Might be an issue with my phone.
Oh, Bill! So it's you.
I've suddenly realised that my old iPhone 6, which is why our man Andy Fenton's helping us out with a newie from Mobile Network over there in North Melbourne.
North Melbourne, Jim, Andy.
And we're hoping it's the main sort of big, most expensive one.
I don't know if it is, Jim, but
anyway. Andy has always helped us out with phones. But this one's cooked, Bill.
Gone.
Not only can I not hear, but I've now worked out a few people have told me that they can't hear me either.
Exactly. So you were blaming then?
I was blaming my idiot older brother, whereas it's actually my phone's fault the whole time.
So
hence,
what do you got to say, Jim?
So I'm saying to him, listen, dingbat, there's nothing wrong with my phone.
So what are you
speak properly?
What are you
conceding,
Jim?
When, this is what you're ringing about.
Yep.
When have you been 100% sure you were right? And then in the end, probably had to concede you were wrong.
You were wrong.
Oh, Bill!
You were wrong, Jim.
When have you had to do that?
You could never concede you're wrong.
2 months of abuse I've given him because he doesn't speak properly on the phone. Now I've realised it's my old iPhone that's buggered.
So it's you.
My phone.
It's you. Oh, look at him come, Jimmy boy. Here they come.
All right, 133353, ring us now. When were you absolutely sure you were right? And then in the end, you probably had to concede you were wrong. We're asking the Rush Hour family the question, when were you absolutely sure you were right?
Yep.
And then probably in the end had to concede you were wrong.
Which you hate doing.
No, I had to do it with my brother because I couldn't believe I couldn't ever hear him on the phone, and then I've discovered that my phone's actually bugging. Rod's in Narre Warren, Bill.
Yes, Rod. What happened, buddy?
I went into Telstra with the missus and we got a new phone. And I'd end up picking up the old one.
Yeah.
And was trying to work out why it wouldn't work because they'd cut it off. And I was flaring at the missus saying, why wouldn't the bloody thing work? And everything else. So she's rang Telstra.
Oh, no.
And everything else. And they've said, no, everything's working at our end. And I'm, no, it's not. And, so in the end, she hung up with Telstra and said, all right, I'll see you in the morning. And, then I realised I'd had the old phone.
Oh, no.
Dopey's picked up the old phone.
Come on, Rocket. You're better than that.
Come on, Rod.
Mark Geelong. Marco?
Marco.
G'day, boys. How are you?
What happened, Marco?
So I'm in partnership with a mate of mine. We've got like a small business and we've got this, this one iPad that we take out to do all the orders on.
Yeah.
And so I sort of said that, mate, you haven't returned it. And he said, no, I did. It was on your desk. And so I gave him grief for it and made him go out and buy a new one. It cost him about probably $1,000 by the time we got all the software on it.
Yeah.
And then I found it 3 months later underneath an order book. And I didn't have the heart to own up to it.
You couldn't even tell him.
I think he found out in the end, and then he's still giving me grief for it nowadays. So,
well done.
Nicely done. Luke's in Seville.
He is.
Hello, Lucas.
How you going, boys?
Good, Lukey.
We're talking about the times when you're absolutely convinced you're right, and then you end up having to acknowledge that you weren't.
Pretty much every time I argue with my wife.
And even when you're right, you know, you are 100% right, you aren't.
No, that's right. Sky's green.
Yes.
Yes.
Earth is flat. Yep. I'm hearing you, Bill. They just lay down the guns and wander off. Tyler, South Meringue.
Sometimes you can.
G'day, fellas. How are we going?
Ty.
So as a kid, as a little junior, I always used to hide stuff from mum because I know she'd try to take something from me if I'd, of course, got in trouble.
Yeah.
So hid my PlayStation controllers when I was little and forgot that I hid them and was barking on about it for about 3 months and then found them in the place where I hid them.
Yep.
Oh,
that's it, Bill. And you just got to say, look, I got that one wrong.
Yeah. Probably not to mum. I reckon Tay-Tay wouldn't have said anything.
No, yeah. Just wandered off. Yeah. Brady's down in Geelong. Brady.
G'day, fellas. How you going?
What happened with you?
How's the bunch?
Not bad. It's actually Brody, but anyway.
If that's the people's beard consistently getting the names wrong on our sheet, seriously, he's going to get jettisoned out by his beard.
Brody.
I thought there was a clunking going on under my ute, so I got outside, had a look at it. Mud guard was a little bit loose, so I sort of wiggled that bit. That didn't really stop it. So I took it to the mechanics. They had a look. They said it's all fine. Kept clunking and carrying on. I'm telling me missus, nah, sure thing, something's wrong here. Something's broken. And she's, nah, you're stupid. had a look under the seat. Two cans of chunky soup.
Oh, no way.
Chunky soup.
Rolling around every time I went around a corner.
Oh, no. You dopey thing, bro. Brody.
I'm pretty tall. I'm ruckman.
that'll do it.
Clunking, something clunking in the ute.
Adrian Pakenham. Ado.
How you going?
All right. Ado. What happened to you?
We're driving along, having the argument with Missy about her, when her birthday was, and the kind of plan that we're going to do, and she's adamant and she's wearing black and blue that her birthday's on this day, and I'm like, no, it's not, it's on this day. And anyway, got the silent treatment for probably about the next 20 minutes, and then she's pulled her wallet out, opened up, had a look at the license, and then said, yes, I'm sorry, you're right, I'm wrong.
She didn't know when her own birthday was.
She had no idea when her own birthday was.
And she actually said, I'm sorry.
I got the one up on her.
That is unbelievable.
About the only time, but you know, I never let her forget about it.
Both of those things are unbelievable. Firstly, not knowing your birthday. And secondly, hearing the
I'm sorry, you're right.
Bridge Duclos on tomorrow. Idiot File tomorrow. Bill in Adelaide on another Rush Hour memorable moment that's coming up. Yep. Pause just for a second to remember the great Jake LaMotta. Passed away today, age 95. This is a boxing superstar, of course. Six times toe-to-toe with the great Sugar Ray Robinson, who many consider Bill to be the greatest fighter of all time, Ali included.
Pound for
only pound. Only one of those did the great Jake. But, of course, the Robert De Niro movie, Raging Bull, 1980, all about the incredible life of this man, ended up a stand-up comedian.
A stand-up comedian from boxing.
That's where he finished up. Good effort to get to 95. What? Have a listen to this. I'm going to find it here. Here we are. He had something like 106 professional fights.
106?
Yep, 83-19 win-loss ratio, former world middleweight champion. 106 professional bouts.
It's a lot of punches, too.
Yeah, the legendary Raging Bull. Rest in peace.
Yep. All right, so second one day of today, Jim. Starts at 5:30, the toss of the coin.
Nice.
Australia v India, of course. The footy show tonight, Sam Newman story. Oh, very good. 8:30 on 9.
Yep.
And I just want to point you.
Panels, Brandles.
Panels, yes, indeed. I want to point you to a couple of grand finals this weekend.
Oh, yes, go on.
You can think about. Bacchus Marsh are playing Daly. They hate each other, Jim. There's a bridge that separates these two teams. So make sure you go and have a look at that. Bacchus Marsh versus Daly. In the Murray League, Nyamurka versus Nathaya. Right. The two ends. That'll be a big one.
Yep.
Down your way, Port Ferry, your mob.
A former number one ticket holder.
Yes. Take on Koroit.
Or the next door neighbours.
Port Ferry haven't won a premiership since 1958,
that
Jim.
That is amazing. And Koroit, I think, going for four in a row.
Oh, look at that.
On like Donkey Kong.
And the Battle of the Catholics. Battle it out.
Battle it out.
In Geelong, let me tell you, St. Mary's versus St. Joey's. Ooh. St. Joey's haven't lost a game all year. Second semi-final. St. Mary's clean them up.
Oh, nice.
They go into the granny. So the Joey's are in there now. Ooh. Stand by, Jim. That nice, is a big, Bill. That's Donkey Kong.
Good luck. Yes. All of the grand finalists this weekend. Sensational. All right, Bill, something funny to finish with.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's Joke. Melbourne Brick. 30% off first quality 500x500 Melbourne stone pavers. Offer ends soon.
Bit of a long one, Jim, so we'll get in.
All right.
A husband walks into Victoria's Secret, Jim.
Oh, yes.
To purchase a sheer necklace for his wife.
Yes.
He has shown several possibilities that range from $250 to $500 in price.
Ooh.
The more sheer, the higher the price. Naturally, he opts for the most sheer item, Jim. You know what sheer means, by the way?
See-through.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jim. And it pays the $500 and takes it home.
Yes.
He presents it to his wife and asks her to go upstairs, put it on, and model it for him.
Ooh.
Upstairs, the wife thinks, she's no dummy, Jim.
Mm.
She thinks, I have an idea. It's so sheer that I might as well walk around with nothing on, Jim.
Oh, I see.
I won't put it on. I'll do the modelling naked. I'll return it tomorrow and keep the $500. Clever woman,
there
Jim.
We are.
She appears naked on the balcony up there, Jim, and strikes a pose.
Hmm.
The husband says, oh, good grief. You'd think for $500, at least they'd iron it.
Oh, no.
There was a couple of wrinkles in it,
Jim. Thank you, Bill. that's it. Look at old beard. Have a look at him.
You like that beard?
No.
Oh, no. Couple of wrinkles.
Come on. Iron the wrinkles out.
Yeah, iron those wrinkles out of the sheer necklace, eh? See how I said necklace, eh?
You're off to Adelaide. Good luck.
Off tomorrow. Come on, pussycat.
We'll speak to you over there.
Don't go early. Footy show tonight.
Come on.
What are you doing?
quietly away, Bill. One foot in front of the other, me these days.
Horizontal dancing. Yeah. I'm roaming. What's news?
Not much today.
Just a little bit of roaming brownies.
Exactly, Jim.
It's Beer Tember at Thirsty Camel. Hump Club members can take $10 off any slab of beer. Join and redeem. ThirstyCamel.com.au.